Do you believe in ghosts? Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler with Ghost Stories, the podcast. I hope you're all taking care. Of course, we have a brilliant story for you this week. It's actually from a regular listener and someone who sent in a couple stories previously. Also, as a nice treat for you, it's read by my wife. I know she is a fan favorite when she reads stories. But before we get to that, I do have a couple bits of housekeeping. First off, we are in need of stories. We're getting close to the end of our backlog. It's fine. I do have enough there to keep us going. And I do have my ways of getting other stories. But I do prefer to have our listeners send them in. You know, this podcast is as much for all you as it is about me creating content. So I take a lot of pride in making stories that have been sent over. So if you have something you think we'd be interested in, get in touch either through our website, ghost-stories.co.uk. There's a contact form there, which you'll email me directly, or you go to Facebook searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast, and you can message me there. If you're unsure, just send it through anyways. You know, the worst thing that can happen is I'll read it and tell you what I think and say, you know, maybe it's not appropriate. But, you know, best case, we'll publish it and your story will appear on a podcast, you know. And it doesn't just have to be about ghosts. Any kind of paranormal and unusual experience, send it in and we'll evaluate it and make a decision. And second bit of housekeeping is for our Patreon listeners. We do have a poll currently available on Patreon where we want you to vote and give some input on some exclusive content I want to work on. I'm hoping to have some new recording equipment in the next 2 weeks, which will allow me to do interviews and stuff quite easily. So it's to do with that. I'm not going to go too in-depth now. Go find the post on Patreon, give it a read, and all is revealed there. And then most importantly, vote for if it's the type of thing you would like us to see exclusively for those of you that subscribe. If you don't subscribe currently and you are interested, you can go to Patreon and for as little as $1 or $5, there's two tiers a subscription there, you can get involved, early content and some exclusive content coming as well, so it's not to be missed. But you know, all of our other listeners, just by tuning in, we appreciate that too. I appreciate all of you. You're all fantastic for being here with us today. But now I know why you're here. It's to hear a spooky story. And this is one sent in to us by Nicole. Now, Nicole is a listener who's actually sent a few stories before. Her most recent one was called Ding Dong. And it was the one we used at Halloween, actually. Halloween 2020, which feels like an age ago now. I guess it was in some ways. So after you've listened to this, if you've not heard that story, go back and give that a listen as well. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And this one is about Nicole's, well, I assume it's Nicole's experience. You know, you never know these things. Is it based in fact or a work of fiction? It's for you to decide. But yes, it's about her experiences moving into her dream home, or what she thought was her dream home anyways. So yeah, sit back and I hope you enjoy it. Nicole, thank you so much for sending it in. It's always a joy to hear the stories you have for us. Yeah, so this is Dream House.
My husband Dale and I got married and we were on the hunt for our first home. We were so excited to start this next journey in our lives. The housing market in our area is fast moving and finding the right house was going to be a challenge. We knew we'd have to move quickly once a house became available. I was at work one day and Dale called, saying that the realtor had reached out to him and told him that a house had just gone up for sale. It might need some attention, Dale said, but the realtor thinks it's worth checking out if we're up for the challenge. My job was flexible, so I told him to pick me up and we could meet the realtor within the hour. We drove to the outskirts of town, and I began to wonder if it was going to be too far for work for our daily commute. When we pulled down the lane, we could see the realtor standing beside the for sale sign in the yard and waving to us. Pulling up in front of the house, we exited the car and we stood there in awe. The house was everything that we'd dreamed of. Two stories, plantation shutters, double front door and a wraparound porch. As we approached the front door, I thought I saw something move in the window. But when I looked again, I noticed the window was cracked and that the curtain was blowing. Walking through the doorway, I looked above the door and noticed the house number nailed to the wall in big brass numbers. 333-333. The house was everything we wanted and needing. It was in need of some minor repair, paint, a good cleaning, but we were up for the challenge. We talked it over, and at the end of the tour, we told the realtor we'll take it. As we exited the house and walked down the sidewalk, I looked back at the house again, already thinking about paint colours. When I noticed movement in the first window, my first thought was, oh right, yeah, that's the window that was open. But when I looked again, this was a different window, a closed window, but the curtain was indeed moving. I pointed it out to Dale, but by the time he turned around, it stopped moving. Odd. While we drove away, I kept thinking about the window as Dale rambled on and on about what we'd have to do first once we moved in. 3 months after moving in, I was in the living room painting, and there was a knock at the door. I opened the door only to find that no one was there. Didn't think anything of it and just went back to painting. A few minutes later, another knock, but this time three knocks. I opened the door again, expecting to find kids messing around, but there was no one. I stood there on the porch trying to figure out what was happening. Looking at the porch floor, I saw something sitting behind a planter. It was a small leather-bound Bible. You know, the kind with like red printed edges on the pages. Where did it come from? As I sat the Bible on a table inside and reached for the paintbrush, I felt a cold air brush by me that gave me instant chills, and I stepped back to get out of the way of it. I shook it off and dismissed it as just the draft from the old front doors. Later that evening, I told Dale about the knocking, and he thought it was probably just neighbourhood kids messing around. As we lay in bed that night, I was woken up by the cold air again. I sat up and saw what looked like a figure standing in the corner. I called out Dale's name, thinking maybe it was him, but he answered from next to me in the bed. I looked back to the corner and the figure was gone. I told Dale what I saw, and he said, oh, it's just your eyes adjusting to the darkness that now had this cold air about it. I lay back down, and I heard it, three knocks on the front door. Dale sat up, and he said he'd go check it out. I walked behind him, and as we approached the door, I looked to the window, and it was open, and the curtain moving. Dale opened the door, and there was no one there. He looked around for someone, something, but dismissed it, and we went back to bed. All I could think about was the window and the three knocks. I happened to run into the realtor in town one day, and I asked her about the previous owner. She hesitated, and then she just said nonchalantly that she didn't really know much, other than they hadn't lived there very long. Something about they needed to transfer out of the area and couldn't stay. They'd left so many of their belongings behind that the realtor had to hire a cleaning company to get rid of it all. Odd. Who leaves suddenly and leaves all their things behind? Weeks later, I was in the house folding laundry. There it was, three knocks. I ran to the door and I flung it open to see a silhouette, what looked like a figure just standing there. It looked wavy, moving like a flag. The skin was pale, and when I glanced down at their feet, they didn't touch the floor. I slammed the door and locked it and called Dale. While he believed I may have seen something, he thought it was because I hadn't been sleeping much, so it was more my imagination. I know what I saw. It was not my imagination. Later, we were cleaning up after supper when the phone rang. I picked up the receiver. Hello? All I could hear was heavy breathing and then static. I hung up and thought, wrong number. Moments later, we heard this dragging sound, like shuffling. Walking around the house, trying to find the source of the sound, we got to the basement door and realised it was coming from below. Dale looked at me and opened the door, and I felt that rush of cold air that made me shiver. He turned on the light from the top of the stairs, and we peered down into the darkness. The light from the top didn't offer much of a view, but we heard the sound. We waited. There it was again. But then it stopped and it was quiet. The next sound we heard made us both jump and fall over each other. Three knocks on the front door. I ran to the door and stopped. The window was open again. This time, there was a figure standing there at the window. It was the dark figure, the one I saw the other night. I stood in the hallway and watched it move from corner to corner. Three knocks. Dale! I screamed. He came running. We both stood there watching this figure move around the room, not knowing what to do. We froze. The sound the figure was making as it moved was frightening. Like a cross between static and screeching, the lights were flickering on and off, and we just watched as we kept backing up and out of the room. We jumped when there were knocks on the door. Three knocks. Suddenly it hit me. Everything was happening in threes. The three knocks, the three rings of the phone, the three shuffles. The sounds in the house kept getting louder and louder and louder, and we kept moving to get away from the figure. We ran upstairs to the bedroom and shut the door and leaned against the door trying to figure out our next move. What was happening? Why was this happening? We decided we had to leave, and we each grabbed a few things and threw them into an overnight bag, and we stood at the door ready to make a run for it. I looked over at the nightstand. There was the Bible I'd found on the porch. I'd placed it here when I was cleaning up, and I wasn't sure where to put it at the time. I grabbed it and noticed a piece of paper sticking out from the pages. I opened to that page, casting out the devil. My heart dropped, and I clutched it close to my chest. Everything was happening in threes, was all I kept thinking. Why is everything happening in threes? And then it dawned on me. Whatever this is mocking the Holy Trinity. It's trying to lure us away from it. With the house rumbling and the noises coming from the first floor, I told Dale what I thought was happening. He wasn't sure what to think, but agreed with me nervously as we decided to make a run for it. We opened the door and peered down the hall. It was quiet, there was no sound, nothing moving, no screeching. You could actually hear the locusts outside and the owls. We stood there, looking at each other and watching the hallway. When all of a sudden, all the windows in the bedroom were flung open and the sounds returned, we jumped and ran down the hallway, down the stairs. Figure was swirling around us and in between us, almost like it was trying to separate us. Approaching the last steps, I yelled out, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit!" I'd never heard a sound so loud and so pulsating that it vibrated my whole body and the house. I thought the house was going to fall down around us. Dale grabbed the car keys. We flung open the front door, which felt like it weighed 1,000 pounds. Running to the car, we threw our things in and just tore down the driveway. As I looked back at the house, you could see all the windows were now open, lights flickering on and off in all the rooms. The numbers 333 that hung above the door in brass now looked like they were flickering as if they were on fire. We drove as fast as we could to a friend's house and we never looked back. A month later, as I was scouring the internet for houses for sale, there it was. The dream we thought we were going to live. The journey we thought we'd take, making our memories. I scrolled through the pictures, racking my brain, what had happened and why, when I saw a picture of the front of the house. The window was open. There above the door was the house number 333 in brass, which looked to be glowing. And there, down beside the planter, was a small dark object. I zoomed in, and it was the same small leather-bound Bible that I had found. Thank you.
Nicole, thank you so much for sending that story in. It was absolutely fantastic and creepy as could be. And of course, I can't go on without thanking my wife, Lucy, for reading it for us. Actually, on Nicole's request. That's how much of a fan favorite she is. So yeah, if you do want Lucy to read a story, do let us know when you get in touch. I'm sure I can rope her into a few more because, everyone seems to enjoy it when she does read a few stories on the podcast. But now on to the most important bit. You need to vote for if you think Dreamhouse was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. So you could do that by going to Facebook and leaving a comment there. While you're there, make sure to like the page. Or you can go over to Patreon, and we have public posts on Patreon. I think you need an account to do it, but having an account doesn't mean you need to pay. It's completely free if you don't want to sign up and subscribe, and you can vote for if you think Dreamhouse is based in fact or pure fiction. If you're not sure, leave us a comment. I'd love to know what you all think. I'm sure Nicole would as well. And that's it, yeah, for this week. However, I do have one thing to ask you, and it would absolutely make my week. If you've not done so already and you enjoy the content, click that subscribe button and you'll be notified as soon as new episodes come out. I'm doing my best to try and get them out weekly. It's been a bit of a testing time since I've been back to work full time, but I'm going to do my utmost to keep it up. And, if you don't subscribe, you won't know when content comes out. If you've done that already, the next thing you do for me is drop a review. I would absolutely love it, and I'd be so thankful. And I love reading reviews when I'm having a hard time with it, and I don't really want to continue on. Because it does happen. It happens to all of us with these type of things. It can become difficult to keep pushing forward. Reading those reviews that you leave just make my day, and always give me that extra push to continue. If you've done both those, amazing. You've supported us so much, and I appreciate it. Of course, you're always welcome to recommend the podcast to your friends and family as well. But yeah, that's it for me. I appreciate you tuning in. I hope you all have a great week. Take care, and don't stop asking, do you believe in ghosts?